From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces continue to clash Saturday in the city of Aleppo, where some 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped. Meantime, the World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of the sick and wounded. The WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrike by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
The Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. A security official told VOA Somali's division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application, the statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at the nearby prison. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it will postpone a November meeting of the heads of South Asian countries, blaming arch-rival India for derailing the process of regional cooperation. The move comes amid escalating border and diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi over allegations Pakistan was behind a deadly assault earlier in September on an Indian army base in the divided Kashmir region. Pakistan, which was to host the summit, said it deplored India's decision not to attend. On Sunday, Hungarians will be voting on a referendum against a future European Union quota system for accepting asylum seekers. The referendum comes as Budapest Muslims have been feeling the pressure stemming from the government's anti-migrant campaign. In order to fight against the anti-Muslim prejudice, a few dozen people took part in a Muslims Living Among Us walking tour in Budapest on Friday.
People are coming here. They have reason to come here. They have no safe in their country. That's why they come.
According to the latest available census in 2011, there were 5,600 Muslims living in the Hungarian capital. The referendum on Sunday is seeking to reject an EU scheme on migrants' relocation in Europe. The U.S. Defense Department's Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. military will investigate conflicting reports on this week's deadly U.S. airstrike in Somalia. Somalia's government has demanded an explanation from the United States for the strike, which Somali officials said killed 13 members of local government forces. The Pentagon said in a news release Thursday that a self-defense strike near the town of Galkayah killed at least 9 al-Shabaab militants. Pilgrims from across Georgia gathered at a Tbilisi stadium on Saturday, where Pope Francis celebrated Mass for the country's tiny Catholic community. This Tbilisi resident said, for the Christian world and others, the visit of the Pope is very significant because he's not only the leader of the Catholic Church, but urges peace around the world. Pope Francis, who arrived in Georgia on Friday, wants to use his visit to improve ties with the Georgian Orthodox Church. And powerful Hurricane Matthew continues to churn in a northward pattern up the Atlantic, with a large amount of rain expected in parts of the Caribbean, including Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba, during the next few days. So far, the storm has claimed the life of one person. U.S. weather forecasters say Matthew is the strongest hurricane over the Atlantic since Felix in 2007. For details and much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.